This is Changing Your World with Creflo and Taffy Dollar, bringing you the Word of God with simplicity and understanding. Now listen to the Word of God and watch it change your life.
Romans chapter 8. We've been several weeks dealing with growing up. Amen? And this morning I'm going to give a summary of a lot of stuff we've talked about and put a lot of things in place for you this morning on a practical level. And next week is an exciting Sunday. We're going to come to celebrate next Sunday now. I mean, wear your big hats and all. It's a celebration time. Yeah, we got something to celebrate. I mean, sure, bring your mom and them. Have a good time next week, praise the Lord. I never did tell the service this morning what we were talking about. I guess they figured it out. But we're going to talk about growing into the manifestations of sons. Romans chapter 8, let's read verses 18 through 21 together. Ready? Read. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Well, verse 18 says that the things you go through and the things that maybe even Satan is involved in your life, those things you know, that you experience and encounter, he said it can't be compared and is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Something that's going to be revealed in us. Power that's going to be revealed in us. Deliverance that's going to be revealed in us. And he says in verse 19, there's an earnest expectation for this. There's a heartfelt, earnest expectation that the glory of God is going to be revealed in us. And he says here that there's an earnest expectation for the manifestation that's to come from sons of God. Manifestations. It's expected for manifestations to come from sons of God. Let me put it like this. Somebody's waiting on manifestations to come out of you. Somebody's waiting for manifestations to come out of you. Somebody's waiting for healing to come out of you. Somebody's waiting for deliverance to come out of you. Somebody's waiting for an empowerment to come out of you. Somebody that's in bondage is waiting on you. Oh, boy. Then he says, the creature was made subject to vanity. But then in verse 21, he says, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage, from this bondage of corruption. And they're going to be delivered into the glorious liberty of children of God. Look at there. They're going to be delivered. It says the very creation is in bondage. And even they shall be delivered. They're waiting on you to show up with some manifestations to get them delivered out of bondage and to get them delivered into the glorious liberty that is due to children of God. Turn to your neighbor and say, somebody's waiting on you. Turn to the other side and say, somebody's waiting on you. So now there's destiny for all of our lives this morning. That somebody is waiting for manifestations to come out of us. Somebody's waiting on it. And I'm going to tell you something. Manifestations will come out of sons of God. And in order for us to fulfill our destiny as sons of God, we've got to grow into our sonship authority. Amen? Now, who are these sons of God? Says the whole creation is waiting for sons of God. Well, sons of God, they are men and women who will, by the power of God, bring deliverance and bring liberty to mankind. These are men and women who will, by the power of God, bring deliverance, and they will bring liberty to mankind.